For many, every issue is perceived only at surface depth. Life has taught me there are people, bright, otherwise successful people, who no matter how much explanations given and examples provided, cannot or will not see beyond the immediate and the surface. These are folks, for example, who really believed when a state implemented an income tax with a constitutional cap of only 1% that such would never, could never rise above that amount. This brings me to the big issue of Obamacare repeal, and if you must replace. Without seeming to understand the real shortcomings of the Ryan approach, the White House jumped onto the bill and is reported to have issued political threats to opponents. Drudge had a headline before the vote, "Rebelling Republicans Risk Wrath." Who's rebelling? The case can easily be made that it's Ryan and the White House rebelling against the idea of ending Obamacare fully, getting rid of the federal government playing a central significant role in health insurance. They promised repeal, but now they seem to want to keep much of the control of health insurance in Washington, something that was not the case prior to Obamacare. President Trump likes to talk about things that will be big and beautiful, forgetting that when it comes to government, those two words rarely appear together. A beautiful border wall? Sure, that's a federal responsibility. A beautiful federal health care or health insurance system? Not just no, but hell no. Such isn't the role of the federal government. And history teaches us that any federal program, even those that seem very attractive at birth, grow into the ugliest of monsters over time. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.